Okay, that was the Apple commercial for the new iPhone, the iPhone 4. Came out a couple weeks ago, and it's all on the internet. Everybody's talking about it, but the main thing they're talking about is how the signal keeps fading if you put your hand or finger over the bar on the, I believe it's the right side of the phone. And everybody's just saying, oh, Apple pretty much fucked up. This is a horrible phone, all this bullshit. Are you fucking serious? This really shows how stupid people are. People just go and look at things other people do and just take it and run with it. Like, clearly, any phone, matter of fact, every phone, if you cover a certain way, is going to reduce the signal. There, I believe the BlackBerry 9300 does the same exact shit. The Omnia 2 does the same exact shit. The, what's that other phone? The Hero, I believe. HTC Hero. I think that's the name of it. It does the same shit. So why the fuck everybody going into Apple? Furthermore, like, Apple has always produced great products. Every iPhone has sold for millions, which shows you, hey, this is a good product. Me personally, I would get the iPhone over the Evo any day. Yes, the Evo has a kickstand, and you can take it, a cord, and hook it up to your TV. So what? iPhone is a product that continues to get better. Apple is just going to continue to cover updates and better applications, and it just continue does that to the product. Other phones, whatever's on the phone, that's pretty much the best it's going to get. Not Apple. But speaking more specifically on one of the things that Apple is going to get better on is their application FaceTime. FaceTime is going to get a lot of motherfuckers in trouble. This shit allows you to look at who you're talking to. Now, yes, that's all great, but don't let your girlfriend know you got a fucking FaceTime. Cause she gonna be like all in it. Where you at, nigga? And you gonna have to go on your FaceTime app, open up, and show her. I'm gonna drop the goddamn mic. Oh shit! And show her where the fuck you at. That's gonna fuck up a lot of relationships, like Facebook did. But nobody really wants to get it because it's pretty much on AT&T, and everybody has bad things to say about AT&T. AT&T Mobile get dogged out. And people are so fucking stupid. They don't realize that it depends. Your service depends on where you're at. Not really the care. You can have Verizon Wireless because everybody says Verizon Wireless is the best. And be in a place where there's no towers and your signal will suck. You could be in place at the mall, and if everybody has Verizon Wireless, the slower you're going to receive text messages and all that shit. They did a test recently in New York of the carriers and the speeds of the carriers and doing shit. T-Mobile came out top at like 5 times. T-Mobile came out number one, I believe 4 of the times. And everybody dogs T-Mobile out. Go read a fucking book. Go learn some shit. Stop listening to the shit everybody else say. Stop looking at these damn commercials and go learn some shit. Go research something. That's what's wrong with the fucking society now. Americans are so fucking lazy. And that's probably why they fat, going back to my other rant that I was just talking about. What the fuck? But anyway, this episode is slowly. That just went by. And it's now coming to an end. I'm about to go work on my golf swing, because that's the shit that I do. Always, I'm going to keep making more podcasts, and it's going to be under Y the W. And if it takes you a long time to figure out Y the W, you fucking stupid as hell. And I'm going to end it as I always fucking end it. Say the same shit. Keep your dick dry and the condom wet. I'm out.